It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. Today, we are talking with Denton Bruning with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. How are you this morning? We appreciate you taking time out. Now, we're going to jump right into things here. Farm Fest is coming up August 5th through the 7th. And the MDA's got some exciting stuff going on at their booth.
And anybody can bring in a test, and it's completely free. All we would ask you to do is to run your water for 5 to 10 minutes, or the amount of time it would take to get the well water up to your faucet. Keep it cold and put about 4 ounces or a half a cup into either a baggie or your grandma's jar once it's been cleaned out, and bring that into us. Come up to our booth, and we will have a machine that can test that. We have a light source that shoots through the sample, and it will be able to measure how much nitrate is in that water in about a minute.
Wow.
And then, yep. So it's real quick, and then once we get the results, then we can kind of give you some determinations based on the level of nitrates in there, and if you should take any further action, if you should just continue to test yearly, or if it looks like it doesn't have any nitrate in.
Well,
Go ahead.
Let's back up just a little bit. Why is it a big deal about the nitrate in your water?
The big deal is mostly for children that are less than 6 months old. Those children don't have any bacteria in their stomach when they're first born, and so any nitrate that they get in there, the bacteria are not going to be able to eat, and it could actually get into the bloodstream and cause what's called blue baby syndrome, where the baby is getting oxygen, but it's not getting into the bloodstream.
Okay, so it's pretty important.
It is, especially for children that are 6 months and younger. Yes, it is.
Okay, now we're talking about your private wells. If you're on city water, this really doesn't apply.
It really doesn't apply, but depending on where you get it from, the cities are required to have the levels of nitrate at less than 10 parts per million. However, we do pick, depending on where some of the city wells get their water from, we do see some types of nitrate showing up on a limited time. So we're not discouraging anybody from bringing in a sample from the city. If you would like to bring one in too, that's fine also.
Very good. Now, so are the nitrates either always there, or can they appear after years of it being nitrate-free?
Yes, it can. So depending on what happens above ground, and also depending on the weather. So nitrate usually leaches from the surface, and it can leach from fertilizer, it can leach from manure, it can leach from point sources, you know, where you may have something that had nitrogen in it, maybe an old fertilizer dealership, any of those, or it can just come from organic matter in the soil. And it takes sometimes it can take a long time to leach down, sometimes it can take a little bit of time to leach down. Some of the groundwater we see might be as new as 6 months, which means that's what happened 6 months ago. We get over in the southeast Minnesota, and sometimes that groundwater can be 10, 20, even 30 years old.
Wow. Okay.
So we're picking up what our fathers did in some of those areas.
That's crazy. Okay, so with that in mind, it's important to check your water. How often do you recommend people get their water checked?
We would really recommend it get checked for two things and sometimes a third thing. So bacteria is actually as important, if not more important, than nitrate, and that can come from a point source outside of the faucet, and sometimes bacteria can get in there, and then it can cause sicknesses. So the Minnesota Department of Health recommends that you have your well tested yearly for bacteria. Nitrate, it depends on the level of it. If we're seeing no nitrate in it, it's comfortable to have it tested maybe every 2 or 3 years. However, if your nitrate is up at that part, 10 parts per million, which is the health standard, we would recommend that having it tested every year just to make sure it doesn't go over 10 parts per million. And the other thing that is kind of unique that has become more more of a concern now is we're seeing arsenic in some of the soils that is naturally occurring. So if you haven't had your well tested for arsenic, we would certainly suggest to have that done also.
Now, do you offer testing for nitrates all the time?
We do not offer it all the time. What we have is we are connected to about 20 different counties that offer nitrate testing now in some capacity. So the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has a fleet of nitrate testing machines, and we load them out to anybody who wants to use them to set up a nitrate clinic. Many times it'll be the SWCD, the NRCS, or even a lake association will set it up, and we'll bring out the machine, show them how to make it work, and then they can set up a clinic, run the clinic, and again, this is all free for whoever's cooperating with us, and we provide the standards, we provide the machines, and so if there's anybody that would like to set up a clinic, feel free to stop by the Department of Agriculture, and we can help you do that too.
All right, but this one is a good one. It's free, it's during Farm Fest, you're going anyway, so you might as well bring some water and get it. I'm surprised that you can test it on the spot that quick.
Yes, it's just amazing. So they got that light that they shoot through it, and depending on how that bends and how fast it is, and it's a standard testing procedure nowadays. It is pretty amazing.
All right, so let's see. People need to find you. They don't need to do run through what they need to bring for you again.
Okay, so what they need to do is run a 4-ounce sample for approximately 5 minutes, put it into a baggie or a small jar, keep it cool if you can, bring it over to our booth. Pretty much everybody knows where the Cattleman's booth is at for their good sandwiches that they serve. We're located right to the north side of that, and come on in. We'll give you a sample test, and if you got your kids, bring them along too. They can spin the wheel, and they can answer a Minnesota agricultural question for some candy also.
Very good. All right, and again, each day of Farm Fest, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, you'll be there doing this.
Yep. From sunup to sundown, or at least closing. So 8 to 4, I believe.
There we go. Denton, is there anything else we need to add today?
Nope, I think that pretty much covers it. We do have other things in our booth. So one of our things that we also promote is our weather stations, and they've become more popular as farmers are more concerned about that. So they can stop by and check that out also.
Very good. Denton Bruning, we really appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you much. You have a great day.
Absolutely. Denton Bruning with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. So if you're going to Farm Fest, make sure get your water tested too from your private well. So, and if you're going and don't have tickets yet, we do have some free tickets here at the radio station. So if you're going to Farm Fest, stop by the studios here and we'll set you up with some tickets to get in absolutely free. It's 15 after 10 o'clock at KDOM, and that's Kaleidoscope.
AM 1580, KDOM.